here this morning from KMZU. Brian, you can meet our clerk probably.
Hi, Debbie.
Auditor's behind you there, Tara Vogelsmeyer. So are you going to try to make it every week,
Brian? We're going to do what we can.
Okay. All right. Mighty fine. Let's see here. We have a commission order here to approve for a transfer of money for the postage machine, $2,500. Do I hear a motion we do that?
So move.
Second that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Okay. Maybe you had, what else did you have that you... that was something we were... Bonnie?
Yesterday morning, Charlie and I met with Justin out at in the Miami area and drove over around some roads and looked at some tubes that are partially washed out. And we were out there about an hour and a half and visiting with some of the constituents out there. Then last night, Charlie and I met with the Enbridge folks and visited with them, many of them who we talked to over the last year and a half. And they have everything finalized and ready to start their project here in about 2 weeks, I think. So there wasn't any new information that we gathered. We kind of visited and got reacquainted with some of them.
Okay. Anything else,
I can't think of anything, sir.
Debbie?
So, what do you think of the event of the open house, the Enbridge open house?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of it?
It was nice seeing those folks again. But again, mm-hmm. I knew most of them.
Did you talk to any homeowners? Were there any concerns with this project?
I didn't hear. I talked to several farmers who were there from Lafayette County and Saline County. But I think all the acquisition contracts have been signed for use of the land. And they're happy with what they've gotten done. The contract that we signed with them, we're pleased with it. So overall, it's just kind of a nice little gathering, I think. And as far as gathering any new information, we didn't.
Okay. All right, let's see. This morning at 9:30, we've got Rich Rhodes, our engineer on the bridges, coming by to bring us some more papers to sign, and that will be another step in the bridge that we just put on the list, bridge number 49, which is across Salt Fork, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With Marshall Special.
The Marshall Special Road District, that's right. So he'll be here at 9:30. I think that's all we have there today. If there's nothing else, do you guys have any questions about anything? Brian, you have any questions?
The governor signed this bill as part of it. I mean, last summer in the drought, y'all were issuing the burn bans and all that, which was sort of like a suggestion more than anything.
Yeah.
What do you think of the new, now it's going to be a law that you can do it?
I think that's a good thing. We first got involved in that thing last year. We were all new to it. We didn't know that we really couldn't reinforce it. And then we found out, well, that was the case. All we were doing was just making a suggestion as it was, but I believe it's probably a good thing if we ever get in that serious situation again. We at least will have a little bit of leverage, I suppose. Now, what exactly that enforcement will be, I don't know if we know that yet, and I don't know if that's set in stone or not, is it? Or do you know, we have our own, we don't know that. We have just gotten this, in fact, I'm just reading this information yesterday and heard that the governor signed it, but exactly what steps we could take.
I think if the story I read was correct, it could be up to a year in jail for violation of it. And you have to wait for the state fire marshal to say, okay, it's bad, you can go ahead and do it.
See, you're ahead of me there, Ken. I don't know. I just, all I've read is what information we've got from the Missouri Association of Counties, and we haven't got any detail that I know of. You know what?
No, I don't.
So we'll have to, I guess, dig into that a little deeper, which obviously we will if we get to that point again. I don't know. Hopefully, don't get to that point this summer, but we might be headed in that direction. So let's hope we don't have to use it, and hopefully we don't ever have to enforce it. But
common sense got to prevail last year.
Yeah.
I mean, we we were never questioned whether we could do it or not. And of course, like Tom said, we didn't know we couldn't, but it worked, and there weren't any homes lost or even burned.
Yeah.
So, we felt like it was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
At the time.
And I think this is the right thing to do probably here too, because if you don't have it, can't put any teeth in it, well, nothing mounted in there, really. So, but then you have to figure out how you're going to enforce it. So.
We were never questioned.
No, nobody. I think everybody was of the same mind, pretty much. Everybody knew there was a problem, so I think people were trying to be careful. I think we only had one vacant trigger house caught on fire or something somewhere. Didn't somebody was burning some trash or something?
Neither one of us owned it, so that was.
No, I think it was vacant, maybe in very decrepit shape, maybe two from what I understood. So nothing. Terrible came with that thing. So anyway, that gives you a whole bunch of talk about nothing. Yeah, I think it's a good thing.
As
thanks, Brad. Anything else? Yeah. Ed, you have any comments? Well,
none that you care to listen to.
No, okay, good. All right. If not, do I hear a motion we recess to adjourn at noon?
So moved.